Hi, you're listening to the weekly podcast of Life Ministry Church. For more information, head to our website, www.lmc.org.au.
And my experience with God, on this camp was that I realised that there was something in my life that I had to give to God, which was some of my bad language and seeking approval from others. So I asked Chris Blacker to pray for me. After being prayed for, it felt like a massive weight just lifted off my shoulders. I knew God took my sin away. The next night, Nick came up to me and gave me an encouraging word that backed up the prayer I prayed to God the night before. She said that Lord sees me as a leader and that I might lose respect from others for a period of time, but God says I will gain that back later in life. God says I don't have to be perfect, but to try my best. In conclusion, camp was incredibly awesome, and I had the time of my life. And yeah, I encourage everyone to come along. Thank you for listening, and have a great evening.
Hi, my name is Ruby and I'm in Year 7 this year, and this year I went on my first youth camp. I must say it was probably the best camp I've ever been on. I thought that it was going to be much more different than it actually was. It was very God-focused and overall just amazing. The food there was delicious. I'm very thankful that I got to go on camp. Camp was really fun. We got to play lots of games such as the hunter and the boar. It was a really funny game. If the hunter was out, everybody would scream and run away. If the boar was out, everyone would run and tackle it to the ground. When I went horse riding, it was also really funny because my horse was in the river taking a drink and all of a sudden it misplaced its foot and fell in the river. And I managed to stay on, but I got pretty wet. And yeah, I really connected with God through worship nights, and the message was really, really deep, and everybody just had so much fun. A few things that I got out of it was to give everything your very best, and when you don't give up, you can't fail. I'm really thankful for everybody who made the camp possible.
Church, I'm Zach, and I'm going to Year 11 this year, or I am. I'm here to talk about how I encountered God on camp. The theme was Get Real with God. It had a really significant impact on me and helped me so much to understand Him more. During worship one night, God really touched me and had a very positive impact on me. I just felt Him saying that you are forgiven and there's no more shame in what you're doing, and don't let the past define you, I guess, and which is one of the lines in the songs. Later on, when I was getting prayed for by Chris, I was just listening intently and just heard God saying, give everything to me, trust me, keep working hard and persevering, take captive of all uncomfortable and bad thoughts and cast them to me. This experience will definitely help me in future grow closer to God and others, and my life and walk will be better with Him. It will help me as a person because I really felt God's presence there. I had worries and doubts about future and future relationships and stuff like that, but I know that I've got under control and that God was saying to trust me. It was just awesome. My trust in God has definitely grown from camp, and I believe He generally has a great plan for my life, and I can only trust in Him alone. Thank you.
Hello. My name's Annabelle, and I finished high school last year, so that meant I had to decide on a uni, and I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I thought I might be a lawyer, but that was a dumb idea, and so I'd always kind of wanted to write for television, but I was like, oh, that's dumb, but like, Mum was like, oh, you should look at it. And so I went to a couple of different open days, and I went with one of my friends to one of them, and she was like, oh, this is so great. And I was like, yeah, all right. And then, so I didn't really understand, like, how she could be so passionate about it. But then, because I was looking at animation at the time, Mum was like, oh, look at screenwriting. And so I was like, oh, whatever. And then, so I went, and I actually really loved it, and I felt like that was where God wanted me to be. So I was applying to the course and it didn't require an ATAR, which is good, but I did need to send them an application piece, which was not good because I had never written, like, shown creative writing to anyone before. So I was kind of really, like, freaking out about it. But I got an interview, and so, but before I told Mum what the interview date was, she told me she'd had, like, a date on her heart, and it was the date of the interview. So I was like, oh, good. And then, so I got into the course, and I got the confirmation that I was in the course and whatever. And then, but I started, like, doubting myself, like, so I get quite anxious, like, in social situations, like, I'm really anxious now. But so I'd imagined uni as being like, oh, I'll be in a massive lecture theatre and there'll be, like, 100 other people and I won't even exist to these people, like, I'll just be there. But my course has less than 20 people in it, so I'll actually have to speak to them. So I was like, I don't think that this is the right choice, God. Like, you've made a mistake. And I also thought that I wasn't really good enough, and also that, like, I felt like God didn't really know what my passions were, that he wouldn't be happy with what I wanted to do afterwards. And so I was kind of like, no. And so anyway, that was kind of where I was at going to camp. And I kind of, like, just was like, whoa, camp. And then, but then when we got there, like, the theme was, like, getting real with God, and in part of that was, like, finding our purpose and our passion and using that in our life. And so I was like, all right. And then one night we talked about how God gave us each a holy discontent, and I just felt, like, really reassured that, like, God knew what was on my heart, but he was also the one that had put it there, so it's, like, good. And and then Nick said she wanted to pray for people who felt like they had something over their lives, and she, like, mentioned fear as one of these things, and I was, like, super afraid of uni. So I went and got prayer from Nick, and she gave me the verse Luke 10:19. I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. And so even though I'm still nervous about uni, I, like, have a lot of peace now because I know that it's where God wants me to be, and I know that, like, with him with me, nothing will hurt me. So, you know, yeah, that's all.
Hey, good evening, everyone. So it's my first time up on the stage, so they've finally decided they could trust me with the microphone, so go me. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Charles Andrew, and I'm one of the young adults. So I went to camp this year, and what I got out of it was, I always expect to get something out of camp. I always go expecting to have this really awesome encounter, and God and I are going to be really close, and I'm going to get something really awesome out of it that I can take into the next year. The mystery always is, what is that going to be? So this year, it wasn't so much the massive revelation that usually hits me as, like, whoa, tidal wave. It was more of a God confirming a lot of the thoughts and feelings that I had, you know, just making sure I was on the right track and just sort of taking my understanding of that to the next level, you know, refreshing me on something I might have forgotten, or explaining something to me in a fresh way, or even just teaching me something new, which is always good. So, there was talk about this holy discontent, which is a really awesome term, you know, something that you think is unjust and you want to change it. So the idea is you've got to go out there, use the talents that God's given you and fix it. So I've had quite a few of those, and they're playing on my heart before I went to camp. So it's good to know that God's encouraging me to keep on that. So when I feel like giving up, I've just got to remember that God's with me and he's given me the strength to do them, and I can. And that shows how involved God is with you, because obviously he's planned all this in advance. He gives you the strength to do it. And even most amazing, he takes his own desires and puts them in you so that you want to do the same thing that he wants you to do. All right. So, So to tackle that, or even just in your Christian walk, it's always good to be involved with things. You get to deal with people, the people get to help you, you get to help them. In 2015, I used to do a lot of things by myself. I thought, you know, I'm sort of like the lone ranger. I just got to take everything on because I'm the hero sort of thing. That doesn't really work because you put in a lot of effort and it burns you out and you get like this much reward, if that. But I was watching an interview with a close friend of Elvis Presley, and he said, you know, even in this dark time after he divorced with his wife and got into drugs before he died, he didn't accept anyone's help. Why? Because he was the hero. You didn't help him, he helped you. And I was like, yeah, that totally relates to me. That's how I feel. But that's just pride. And the pride always falls. But if you allow yourself to be part of a team, or even better yet, in this case, a family, you can have an impact with other people, but you also receive a helping hand at the same time. And that's really uplifting and encouraging. Now, something I didn't actually write because I remembered it on the way here, it's actually a bit of an evangelizing tip. When you, you can just, because there's not so much like real life logic and then biblical logic. That's how people think, you know, there's church Sunday logic and then life logic, but it's the same because it's all truth. And so when you want to connect with someone or share God with someone, you don't have to like be preachy this, preachy that. You can just listen to them and talk to them, and you can share God with them that way because, you know, you care, and they can vent and they can confess and get it out of the open, so it's not sitting on their heart, and that's really awesome. And so, so I just going to camp this year, I feel obviously quite cared for, loved, empowered, validated, convicted, and even better equipped to make right the injustices that I want to change and to walk 2016 with God. So thank you very much.
My name is Tegan, and I'm going to Year 10 this year. Camp for me was a really great experience this year. I got a little something out of each sermon, which doesn't usually happen, and I felt really connected with God during the worship sessions. And I also had a great time with my friends. And despite the fact I once played a game which involved crushing a raw egg on my head, I overall had a great time. Aside from that, I felt God really challenged me on camp this year. A lot of the things said during the sermons resonated with me, and I felt like I really understood what was being said. Things such as setting out to serve others and not yourself, only believing truth, and discovering your holy discontent, it all challenged me to think about how I could apply those things to my life. However, the one thing that really stood out for me was actually the theme of camp this year, to get real with God and go deeper with our relationship with Him. For a while, I felt like I was just going through the motions with my relationship with God. I never really put much effort into it. I thought of prayer and reading the Bible as a daily chore rather than two great ways to connect with God daily. On camp, one of the elective sessions talked about the things that stop us from going deeper with God. I went to that session and I thought about what really stopped me, and my immediate thought was just, well, I can't be bothered, I don't have time, I have homework and have other stuff I want to do more, etc., etc. However, a couple of minutes after that, I realized the real reason I didn't want to go deeper was because I was afraid. Afraid of what would happen if it would change me and my life too much from the way it was. I was perfectly happy staying in the comfort zone with God, and I was too afraid to venture out. I thought I was okay with Him the way it was. I realized then that these thoughts and fears were not from God at all. And although now it seems obvious, back then I couldn't see past those thoughts and it wasn't so clear. I now have a new hunger for God that I never ever did before, and I now know that whatever part of me might change when I go deeper with God will be good. Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name's Nathan, for those who don't know me. I'm part of the young adults group here at church. Originally, going up to camp until January, I wasn't actually planning on going. I sort of put my application the last couple of weeks and thought I sort of went originally just because I had nowhere better else to be at the time. But I guess God's always got, you know, God's timing's always amazing, and He's got a plan, and you sort of end up, you know, where you need to be and stuff. I think... Yeah, God just really, in the last couple of months especially, he's just been really challenging me on sort of putting him first and having him sort of above other stuff. I remember this morning I talked a little bit about how we can sometimes put, you know, God on the back burner and other stuff in life gets in the way. And I think that just sort of, yeah, just God's challenged me on that. And so an easy step to do that is something like going on camp. Probably the biggest thing I learned going on camp was just it's fantastic, like, doing your Christian walk with other people, getting involved with people you trust and getting involved with friends and things. And that concept of being real is obviously was the main message of the camp, but it just sort of really resonated with me, especially with about sort of that getting accountability with others and being real and honest with other people you trust, because that can really help you sort of get feedback and get confirmation of what you're doing, but also just help you develop as a Christian and just like know how to take the next step in your Christian walk. And doing it with other people is, it just like it does take a burden off you in some way, and you can share stuff with them. And that's something that I really got out of camp, and especially when you're doing with, you know, other youth and other young adults and people you sort of your own age. Probably the other really fantastic thing that happened at camp was just sort of being taken away from all the distractions of life and just being able to sort of be there for the worship, but also just being able to listen to God and to talk to other people. And for me, like I said, that was what God was challenging me recently and on putting him first and getting more involved in the church and everything else that's going on. And so personally, camp wasn't really the start of anything new or amazing. It wasn't really the end of anything, but it was really just a refocusing on God as the center of your life and making sure that, that he's a focus of that and he's what you're concentrating on all the time. Thank you.
Hey, everyone. I'm Linda. I'm going into year 12 this year. Yes, Nick has told me not to speak fast, so if I start to speak fast and you don't understand me, please let me know, because it's quite possible. So when Nick asked me to speak tonight, just sort of about what camp meant to me and what God had challenged me with this year at camp, my thoughts immediately turned to the very first night at camp, which was me. After the very first meeting, sitting on the stage, hiding behind my violin and sobbing my heart out. I thought that about it some more and decided that was probably a little bit of a confusing spot to come into and no one would understand, so I'm just going to backtrack a bit to the end of last year. Did someone say something? No? Okay. So at my school, they run this program called Getting Started, which is pretty much as the name suggests. We sort of get to know our teachers, our subjects for the next year, and have a bit of a look at the workload. And I can remember sitting there, listening to my teachers outlining the expectations for the year, the pressures, the study, and I can remember just sitting there and feeling completely and utterly intimidated. It was overwhelming. And frankly, I had no idea how I was going to get through all of the study and the extracurricular stuff and get out alive and sane. Like, I was not sure. Anyway, fast forward through all of that to the first night of camp. Most of all that year 12 stuff was just been simmering at the back of my mind for most of the summer as I concentrated on the beach. But towards the end of the meeting, as I was playing my violin during the violin final song, I could feel myself getting a bit emotional and teary, as often happens. I was able to hold it in until the meeting ended, and then I pretty much just sat down on the edge of the stage and started crying. Eventually, I managed to put my poor violin away, and then I sat down again and just kept on crying. And I had no idea why. I'm not the sort of person who cries about things, unless it's, you know, a sad movie or something, and then I have a bit of license, I figure. But in this particular case, I wasn't sad, nothing terrible had happened, and even though the year 12 thing, you know, I was a bit worried about it, but it wasn't exactly something that was tear-worthy, or at least, you know, not to that extent. But with the theme of, after thinking about it, I sort of realised that the reason that I was crying was that in that moment, it was just me, as I am, and God. And with that theme of camp that we've been hearing about, get real, Nicole found a verse in Joel chapter 2. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. In that moment of worship as I played, it was just my heart, and without any garments. And it was like I was just experiencing the true depth and the power and the abundance of God's love that he has for us. The real us without any of the garments that we try to put on ourselves or that others try to put on us. And for me, that revelation of his love was just a reassurance. Because if you think about it, if God loves us that much, that then he obviously wants the best for us. Which meant that I could trust that whatever happens this year would be according to his plan for me, even if it's not what I originally had thought. Along with that, I also learnt another important thing from that night. And after chatting with Nick for a little while about it all, she brought up the story of Mary and Martha in Luke, I think, Luke chapter 10. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me. Martha, Martha, the Lord said, you're worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed one only. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her. I realise that Martha was consumed with doing things for Jesus and with serving him, but she had neglected to recognise that just being with him and spending time with him was just as, if not more, important. As some of you may know, I lead a very active and very busy life. In fact, a few hours ago, I just got back from music camp at school. But I think that that night, I finally just let go and I just rested in God's presence as I played. I think that God was saying to me that it's okay to take time out. It's okay to be vulnerable with him and that I don't have to be strong all the time. And I don't have to hold up all of those garments that God put, that some people put on me and that I put on myself. And as those verses in Joel said, God wants us to come to him with all our heart. And it's okay if it's in fasting and weeping and mourning. And I can tell you, I had the weeping part down pat. Because then we are able to just be vulnerable in him and to rely on his strength and his rest rather than our own. And rather than doing for God, we just need to be with God. As the camp continued, Dave Burt talked a lot about our passions and our purpose and what God has in store for us. Personally, I've always felt that God's blessed me so much and with so many opportunities, and I have always wanted to just do something with it and to fulfill my purpose in life and make a difference for God. However, from something that Nick had mentioned to me, and also during the course of the camp, I began to learn that I was actually thinking about it all wrong. I was using the words for God instead of with God. We don't have to do everything for God, because he's pretty big enough and he can do it for himself. We don't have to achieve a certain outcome for him, because no matter how hard we work and we try, God's ultimately in control, and it may not turn out exactly how we'd planned anyway. But if we do it with God, then whatever the outcome, we can trust that it will end up being for God anyway. Because the journey to that point has been completed with God, you know, building relationship with him and just letting him be in control. I'm learning that I don't have to meet the expectations and the pressures of anyone, especially myself. Because whatever I do with God and in God will end up working out for him anyway, according to his plan and purpose for my life. Psalm 37 verse 5 says, commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Not we shall bring it to pass, he shall bring it to pass. If we commit what we're doing unto him, and we trust in him as we go, if we do our best with him, then whatever happens will ultimately be for him. This year, it's still going to be a big year for me. But from camp, God's taught me three things. Number one,
Trust in his abundant love for me and his purpose for my life, that he wants what's best for me and that he is in control. Number two, rather than doing, I need to spend time just being with God and resting in his strength when I get overwhelmed. And finally, number three, when I am doing things, it's important to do them with him and in him, because ultimately whatever the outcome is will be according to what he has in store for me. And I'm looking forward to it.